Okay.
Okay. Thanks for coming to this meeting. How are we doing on our remote? We have some ideas for what people want.
I have ideas on the dumb no. I was asked to do it.
All right, let's go over the agenda real quick for this meeting, see if I can't get things moving along here a little bit better. I'll go over what we went over last time, which shouldn't take long. Then I believe each of you have a presentation. I was sent a couple more requirements for our remote, for what they want. Then we can come to a conclusion on what we want the remote to do. And how it's going to do it, hopefully. And then we'll have the closing, which we'll have 40 minutes for. Let's see, the last meeting, we went over who was responsible for what. I'm responsible for leading the meetings, keeping the notes, and coming up with the final presentation. Corinne is our marketing expert. She's gonna figure out what the consumer wants. Ryan is our user interface designer. And Manuel is the industrial designer. So you're gonna come up with the ideas, Ryan, and you're gonna pick them apart. we decided our remote, we want it to be a universal remote that everyone would want. We want it to be modern, fun, different. It needs to be sturdy, easy to find, so we can have that locator function. And we want it to be different. And then we went over a couple of different ideas, the ball-shaped phone, the keyboard shape. We decided that it should probably be one-handed, something we can use with one hand. And that was our last meeting. So, why don't, do each of you have a presentation?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hand it off to you, and does anyone want to go first?
Sure.
And see what people want.
What was it functioning?
Eight, F8.
It's not a show.
To get it to the
next one. Okay. All right. Well, this is my report, which is going to be based pretty much on a survey that I was sent. Oh gosh, I'm not. Okay.
Just press the arrow key down.
Okay. Sorry, I actually need.
Hit that date again.
Yeah. Okay. Again?
Yeah. You want both screens or
no,
just
I want
just
something screens? Else on there. Is that possible?
Yeah. But I think you have to hit escape. And then you can yeah.
Okay, but now you know how.
Oh, hit F8 again.
Is that good?
I got the dates. And then it should come up pretty shortly.
There's no way I can give you the slideshow.
I think. Oh, here's the slideshow and something on your screen? I'm not sure if you can maybe minimize that screen and then have him both up at the same time.
It's okay. Okay, so first of all, the method that I used was by doing some marketing research, by doing research on some interviews that were conducted, and then some internet research. And I was sent a report that was, I think there were 100 remote users that they interviewed. And so I will show you some of the results from that, which I think will be helpful. Okay, here are some of the findings. They said that the users dislike the look and feel of their current remote controls. And 75% of the users find their remote controls to be ugly, which is a fairly significant number, I would say. And 80% of the users would be willing to spend more money if they could get a remote that would look fancy. So I think that earlier we were on to something when we were talking about having it be a modern, cool look. I think that's definitely important. They say the current remote controls do not match well the operating behavior of the user. 75% of users said they zap a lot. And if anyone could clarify what that means. Zap? Does that just mean
just using the channel?
Okay. And 50% of users say that they're only using 10% of the buttons on their remote control. And there was something else. They kept track of the frequency per hour and using certain buttons. And some of them, it looks like, barely need to be included at all. Of course, channel selection is used the most frequently. And then teletext was the next. Volume, and then power. And then audio settings and screen settings and channel settings were practically never used. So I think we could definitely eliminate or somehow combine a lot of the functions into one button. The biggest user frustrations, as we said, 50% of people find that their remotes are lost somewhere, and so I think a tracking device of some sort would be a good idea. They said it takes 34% said it takes too much time to learn how to use a new remote. And 26% said that the controls are bad for RSI.
Repetitive strain injury.
What is it?
Just repetitive strain injury, I think. That's what I guess.
Okay. And so base, okay. As far as speech recognition goes, the younger group looks like they're all for it. In the 15 to 25 age group, over 90% said they would pay more. And it kind of just went down incrementally. The groups, the older they get, it looks like the less willing they are to pay. So maybe we could discuss this and think, decide if we think it's worth investing in this, at least if we're targeting the younger groups. And so, in conclusion, some things that I drew from this are that I think we were correct. We definitely need to focus on a new modern appearance, since so many people seem to be concerned about the ugliness of the remote control. A multifunctional remote could be a good thing to explore, so you only have one rather than five different remotes sitting all over your room. We need to simplify the remote and reduce the number of buttons, get rid of the ones that don't seem to be serving much purpose. And then lastly, I thought that maybe we could discuss the idea of speech recognition. And that's it.
Okay, very nice. Now we actually have some ideas of what people want, what we should focus on.
Sorry, did you guys get time to write anything that you needed?
Having just listened to what Connie just said, I'll draw on some of the things as well. There's some things that sort of relevant to what I'm going to say. Okay, so I'm just going to, approach to technical functions design. The method I used was to explore the technical functions of remote control, and the simplest approach that I came to is to change, program, and operate an electronic device remotely. I mean, that's an obvious thing to say, but it's not attached to the device that you want to control. I had some things sent to me, not very much, to look at similar devices, the findings from them, and then personal preferences that I would suggest. We discussed the universal one, it's just been brought up again then, but I think a universal remote control is actually quite a difficult object to design, and possibly within maybe the budget that we do it, because you need to know all the specifications of all the electronic companies. I'm not sure if you've ever come across a universal remote control yourself, but you have to, they're a nightmare to use. You have to set them, reset them to everything, and that would only add buttons, whereas I think they used to take away buttons. So I think it's better maybe to concentrate on maybe just a universal one for TVs, or maybe just one that you could design, and then different people, manufacturers, could use it to set their specifications if the aim is to get something that's unique in design. Okay, here's just two pictures of remote controls. They're just simple TV remote controls, but one is user-centered, that is the one on the left, and you can straight away see there's less buttons, and the other one is something engineer-centered, where that's more specified fully, sort of the elaborate piece of equipment it's trying to control. And that's which appeals more to the product that we want, and on what the findings have said in the market research and stuff. They're probably looking at should be user-centered, fewer buttons, simple to use, and if 10% is hidden away, if 10% is what's used, maybe the other 50%, the buttons that are used very rarely, like programming, they could be hidden, maybe under some remote controls that you might come across, and maybe a little flip thing where they're hidden away, and the main button is the ones you come across. And finally, sort of covered that, our product I think should be user interface orientated. Like I said, to concentrate on TV remote control, a universal remote might be too complex. And as what the major findings of the market research has said, it's the image and the appearance that people dislike, so that we should concentrate on a set a trend and change the fashion of remote controls. And that's it.
Focus on
on the image of it.
Yeah,
the actual design.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the working design of the interiors, basically, which is what dictates the design, both the interface, basically, and the outer appearance, because this is all the stuff that needs to go in there, right? So, unfortunately, the people who were supposed to do this little presentation for me, obviously, we're too drunk to actually accomplish it. So I'm going to do lots of the stuff on the board. just, this is the basic premise of a remote control. The basic function is to send messages to another system. Okay, so much is clear. An energy source feeds an integrated circuit, like a chip that can compose messages, often in the form of infrared bits. This is the most mostly used. There's also some sound systems, but infrared is the better, or the more used system. Parts are cheaper as well. A user interface controls the chip and accordingly the messages. This is where my people screwed up, basically. So I'm going to explain that on the board, rather. What we have is different components that obviously need to go in there. We'll start with an energy source. Right? Just usually a battery, right? Since it's not feasible to add a cable to that. This energy source, of course, is connected to the user interface itself, which can be buttons, whatever, which in fact controls a chip, right? This is the user interface, and then we have the chip. The way this goes normally is that this chip then controls an infrared lamp that sends out the signal. Of course, the signal differs accordingly, depending on what the chip tells the infrared lamp, and of course that's controlled. The chip itself is controlled by the user interface. The way you normally do it is that you add a little device such as a lamp to the whole thing as well, so that you know that it's working. Basically, you press something, you get a response, which is also comparatively important on one of those devices. Now, this, what we're talking about here, or what I think should be discussed, are these two components mostly. The energy source, for one thing, can be altered. What we probably cannot alter is, of course, the sending device, basically the infrared lamp. We cannot change the chip, which controls the infrared lamp. Right? These two are components that we have to use, and these are dictated by the whole function of the whole thing. The lamp can be put on to the device. It doesn't have to be there. This can be discussed as well. The user interface, that's something we can also discuss. As we've heard, speech recognition is the hype, obviously, in the moment. Speech recognition interface, we don't know that, or if we just do the usual button thing, or we have a touchpad or something like that, that's something we can discuss. And of course, the energy source, batteries, solar cells, who knows? Of course, it's always a question whether these components are, in fact, available, cheap enough, developed enough. But that's, I suppose, rather up to marketing, not you.
So we can
to the industrial design department.
The more complex we make it, of course, the more
expensive it's going to be. Yeah.
But people have said that they would, younger generations of people said that they would pay more for the speech recognition.
Mm-hmm.
So possibly it might be worth the investment.
I think speech recognition was one of those things I learned. They have to be really good for them to work. Sometimes you find yourself saying things over and over and it's on your phone.
I agree.
And you need to sort of take into like languages and then different dialects, I suppose, as well.
Myself, I find when there's something that's speech recognition, like you call on the phone and you try to change your telephone or power or something. Sometimes they have a speech recognition on the other end, and you say one for this, and you find yourself, like you said, saying the same thing over and over and over. I find myself, especially if I'm in a crowd of people, looking really silly.
Yeah.
So maybe if you're sitting on your couch with a bunch of people, then.
What do you want to keep saying stuff when you're watching stuff? If you're watching something, what do you say?
Volume up, volume down. Yeah. Change the channel, you know, channel up, channel down. I don't know.
Another thing about these figures is 91% of the youngest age group said they'd do it, but probably a lot of them, that's actually their parents' money. Like, I don't know if they would actually go out and purchase this. It's not up to 15-year-old, you know?
That's right. The gimmick factor for the young people. Or perhaps
it's a gimmick factor that they like at first and
get to it, yeah.
Okay. Let's see here.
Do you want to put me on? Call button.
Alright.
Now I was sent a couple of things to modify our new requirements. The remote's only going to be for the television, which is good because we already decided. Your research showed that not only is universal remote more complicated, it's more costly, and your research showed that, you know, most of the people don't even use it. I think you said 50% of the people only use half the, or 10% of the buttons. So if we remove the universal remote, then that solves that problem. No teletext. So we don't have to worry about that. But we do have to use, the company wants us to incorporate the corporate color and our slogan, which is we put the fashion in electronics. And our corporate colors are gray and yellow. And we could probably get away with black too. But. So those are the three new requirements that I was told we need to use. From all three of your presentations, I think that we were on the right track a lot. In our last meeting, we want something that looks good. We want something that's simple. We want something that you can find easily. And the speech recognition, I guess, is kind of a give or take. It's going to cost more. The younger people say that they like it, but it's. Probably, I would say probably not worth the investment at this point in time. So maybe we should just do away with speech recognition. And that way we can focus on our form.
I did have a thought about the sort of the tracking thing. Is that it became maybe a holder, a holster, whatever you want to call it, that you should put it back in. New mode. But if you don't put it back in, you press the number and there's a button on that, and that just sort of sends out a beep to find where it is, doesn't it? But I didn't forget that shouldn't be too complex.
That'd be good if we were going with our ball.
Yeah, it would be kind of
or with, you know, I guess with any form that would be good. You know, that could be a charger for you know, we could use rechargeable batteries in the remote, and that would be for solar, or you know, however you want to go about it. The holder could also be the charging unit.
Yeah.
With the locator button. If it were the ball, you'd no longer have to have a flat space on it.
Yeah.
Well, you still do.
You still have this.
You still
hold on to it. And
yeah, you put it on the couch table while you're watching. It's going to roll off. Away. So that's not an issue, really.
So I guess after the meeting, we'll have some questionnaires and some summaries for what's going on. Then we'll take lunch, and we can come back and work on our individual work. I'll do the minutes. Let's see. It looks like you're already on your way for working with the components. Chips, you know, what chips we need and what, you know, how to power it and whatnot. User interface concept, we want it to be something simple.
Yep.
Minimal number of buttons. I guess our main thing that we should focus on until then is probably deciding on a certain look.
Yeah.
Right. That's.
Did you have time earlier to work on that? Did you guys feel you have enough time in between our meetings to get everything done that you need to get done?
I'll try and look at the actual appearance in the next break. I do still think it needs to be something that is ultimately one-handed board, probably not a good idea, and even something that's held like that might be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it still has to be a variation on the idea. On the rectangle, but maybe not as very boring as playing as a rectangle.
Should we maybe shoot for a specific target group? That way we can, I mean, if we were shooting for young guys, then it's a certain look to the remote, or girls, or older people. You think that would help us find a specific form that we would want to pick out?
I don't know if that might come up from the train watching. You'll find anything more on that.
Yeah, not yet, but maybe at the next meeting we'll have something for on that.
So, we know that the remote's going to have to be, just say we've got a color scheme for it.
Yeah.
Yellow and, you know, yellow, it's nice and bright, with buttons being gray or black, and our slogan pasted somewhere on it, on the bottom.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Maybe we could sketch, so basically,
all of our remotes, all of our typical remotes now are just kind of a rectangular sort. Maybe we could flare it or something, you know, so it's more, of course this will look like a bone then. Everyone memorize that.
I mean, that being, if you look at like sort of the shape and trend of like things like mobile phones and the trends that they've been going.
Yeah, yeah.
Gone from big block things, which is all new, and no controllers, to sort of slinky, small things.
Yeah, everybody's got a mobile phone, right? Except me now. But they are all, you know, mobile phones
taking a turn to where they're really small.
Yeah.
Which may defeat our purpose for being able to locate our remote all the time.
Right.
But then again, you don't want, you know, like, the first mobile phone that was this big and you had a handbag to carry it around in. So we've got basically what remotes look like now is kind of what we're stuck with. Maybe we could go with a square or something. You know, with minimal number of buttons. I guess you've got, you know, 1 through 9. Typing in your channels. You've got volume up and down, channel up and down.
Power.
Usually at the top. Mute.
That's the classical design.
That's pretty much all you need, I think. A menu button, maybe.
Right.
So, you know, if we want the remote to do other things like, or I guess the TV to be able to change the tint and the color and, you know, all those kind of things that are built into TVs, we just have that under one standard menu button where you go in, press the menu button, scroll up and down to select it.
Yeah.
Talking of which, maybe a scrolling function is not too bad.
Okay. So
let's talk about maybe look at that from the side there, maybe, which is technically the easiest option would probably be like a scrolling wheel like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a wheel
on
a mouse.
Yeah, sort of like that.
Sort of.
You can even, if we're coming from mice, we can even add a click function where you, in order to verify the information, you just press it down. Right?
That's a good idea.
Also, when it comes to the ergonomics of the whole thing, if you want to make it square for the looks of it, then maybe to make it more comfortable to hold the whole thing, you add a little bulge down here. Which maybe from an engineering point, this could be holding the batteries and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
If I look at it from the side, it's like that. Right. Then you hold it in your hand like this, and
yeah,
maybe you bring the buttons nearer to the, or the more important buttons nearer to the side,
yeah.
Right.
Maybe the buttons could like decrease in the bigger ones. Yeah, that is actually bigger in size than the ones that are less important, the smaller here.
Right. You can also have maybe talking about mobile phones again, sliding open.
Yeah.
With the lesser used functions
behind
in this part, and
definitely
then it slides into that part.
So I've just been sketching something just like on a sort of side view. Something that, you know, would sort of fit in the hand better.
Oh, I was just thinking this.
Yeah.
This, of course, causes a problem for left or right-handed people, actually.
Yeah,
so
that instantly, so always going for the right-handed person.
Right.
But I mean, it's the old sort of.
Yeah. Is everyone who in here is right-handed, left-handed?
Right.
So, I'm left-handed. So I can say that most things are designed for right-handed people.
That's right.
Like the written language.
Maybe you could buy like a special left-handed version.
Maybe, yeah.
Special order.
I would say, I mean, it should be probably designed for a right-handed person.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's, I think we've got kind of a good plan there. At least for what buttons we're going to use,
I like the scroll action and the.
I mean, I'm just thinking maybe if it was a circular, that sort of early idea you had, but then that was more like that. Whereas this is just a one-handed thing, you sort of almost wrap around the thumb, so you have it, you put your hand into there, the thumb there.
Yeah. Well, right. That minimizes it size wise as well. Then there's maybe another point of making it a 2-in-1 kind of thing. If we have a smaller device that actually fits into the big one, give full functions in here and just a couple of functions in there,
yeah.
Like your zapping device, it's just channels up, down, volume, and on, off, that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So two remotes in one, but then would be easier to lose one to the other.
That's right. I mean, the big one has to be sufficiently big and perhaps heavy so you can't move it around. Make it a piece of furniture.
So it actually is your coffee table.
Yes, yes, there you go. A statue or something.
Okay, well, we need to finish up here. So for the next... before the next meeting, shall we work on your watching trends,
mm-hmm.
to see what kind of new information we've got going on? Manuel, you're going to work on the components.
Right.
For what we're going to use, let's go with our rounded kind of fit in your hand. Let's explore the possibility of having the two-piece, so one for the quick zapping, and possibly one, you know, with just that rounded part that fits into your hand. And Ryan, you work on. How well they'll work with the user. So both of those concepts. And okay, I think we made some good progress here.
All right.
See you in, I don't know, I guess we'll take lunch in about half an hour. Or I guess we'll be taking lunch shortly, and then about half an hour after that we'll probably have another meeting.
All right.
Okay.